Greetings once again in Jesus' name. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I would like to bring to you a challenge today, one from the Word of God, and I'd like to maybe present something that it may be a foreign thing to you. I don't know. Maybe you've thought about it before. But as you remember, we talked about earlier about salad bar Christianity, where we decide, well, we'll take a little of this, a little of that, but we don't really, truly embrace the full counsel of God, which is the whole Word of God. And it's not that we do it intentionally. It just is habit forming that we do things. We like what we like, and we don't like what we don't like. But I want to give to you just an idea here, some thoughts from Scripture, and let you meditate on those, and let you take those before the Lord, and ask God what He would have you to do with these passages. I'd like to read a short passage in Romans chapter 13, and I'll begin in verse 1. It says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." There's many things we could think about on these passages, but I want just to see there that God has placed authority in this world for our benefit, and he expects us to obey the authority and to keep a clear conscience towards the laws of the land. Now, there could come a time when those laws will cross over into places where they should not. If they interfere with our worship of God, Jehovah God, the God of the heavens, if the law comes in and forbids us from doing that, then we have the authority from God to disobey there, because we are to worship God only. But here he's talking about some of the civil laws and some of the things that we face every day. He's saying don't try to get away from those, but you are to obey. We're supposed to do that what's required of us by the law. They are God's ministers, he said. He said, if you do evil, then be afraid. But if you're doing good, there's no reason to fear. And then in verse 8, it's kind of interesting. He says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. God has showed us here how we can fulfill the law by loving one another. Because the only way we can do that is to allow God to have his place, his rightful place in our lives. Then we can love one another. And I'm not saying that that's an easy thing. But when we are in fellowship with God, when we have communion with God, we're able to live out a life that is pleasing to him, because he's living his life in us and through us. It's the power we receive from him from above. He gives us all that we need to live godly and a righteous life here on this earth. That righteousness comes from him. It's through Jesus Christ. He is our righteousness. And here we're instructed and we're told that we should obey the laws of the land. It says that the power that is in place is placed there by God. Now, that could cause some questions in our hearts and say, now wait, the powers that be are from God? How's that so? There's such ungodly rulers from time to time, and maybe all the time. There's an ungodly ruler somewhere that has no concern for God, no love for God, no desire to please God. And yet, God expects us to be obedient. And like I say, until there's a threat on our worship of God, then we certainly must not obey. But until then, we are to obey. And there's things that bother mankind down through the ages. It happened in Jesus' day. I'm sure it happened before that as well. But it happens today, too. People do not like to pay taxes. People think it's unfair. There's usually somebody on the complaining side of taxes. And here in Scriptures, we're told that we should go ahead and pay those taxes. It's a benefit for us because we're learning how to submit ourselves and to yield. And as we do that, we are being obedient to God. Now, I know that seems kind of strange sometimes because we look at what our tax money is spent for and we have to wonder what's going on. But don't forget, when Jesus was walking on this earth, the ones that were collecting taxes were giving that tax money to the Romans. They were exacting the tax from the Jews, and the Romans were very oppressive, wicked people that were very cruel to the Jews. And if anybody had a right to say, I don't want to pay taxes because I don't like what they're doing with that tax money, it could have been the Jews. They could have had that complaint. But you remember Peter was asked, do you not pay taxes? And Peter went and talked to Jesus, and Jesus said, you know, I'm going to paraphrase this, but he said, we're exempt from paying those because we're children of a different kingdom. We're children of the king. But he said, but lest we offend him, we're going to pay taxes. And he told Peter to go catch a fish, and he said, first fish you catch, look inside its mouth, and you'll find a coin in there. It'll pay your taxes and mine. And so Jesus made provision there and gave an example of go ahead and pay the tax, even though it was to a wicked, awful kingdom, the Romans, very cruel, very hateful towards the Jews. And yet Jesus was encouraging that tax would be paid. And it's not just taxes, but the rules. It says in verse 7, render therefore all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Don't owe any man anything. You need to pay it. You need to respect. You need to give. And do it with a cheerful heart too, because this is God's minister. I know that's a little strange, a little hard to perceive even, but the powers that be are placed by God. And I can't explain all of that except I just tell you what the Scriptures say. They're there because God put them there, and he's got them there to teach us and to help us to learn more about himself and how we need to submit ourselves to him, even through an ungodly government. Maybe that's a little bit of a stretch for you, but I'd like you to think about that and pray. Ask God, is there any way I'm rebelling against this authority that you have placed here? Is there areas you'd like me to change and bow my heart to you through this ungodly system? And I believe if you really, truly go to God with a pure heart like that, he'll give clear direction and he'll show you. And he'll speak to you and help you to be able to obey him because his word is giving us instruction. We've been talking about how precious the word of God is. And sometimes we tend to have that salad bar mentality and say, well, I like this part, but I don't like that. Here's one of those parts that may be not so desirable, but nonetheless is very important. We're not to owe these things, but to love one another and to let God have his rightful place in our lives. And that's the only way we'll be able to have the right attitude as we go about obeying the Scriptures, because we love God. May that be a blessing to you today as you meditate on that and as you come into the presence of God and ask Him for strength and direction to obey His word. God bless you today.